感谢主今天是安息圣日。
Thank God that today is a Sabbath day.
圣经说六日劳碌做工第七天要得到安息。
The Bible says that we must labor and toil for 6 days, but on the seventh day we can have rest.
所以因为我们的劳碌所以安息日的安息就更加的宝贵。
And because we work so hard the other days, then the Sabbath day is so precious.
前面六天我们为着自己家庭来努力。
And in the 6 days, we work very hard for our family and for ourselves.
那第七天我们分别为圣来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
And the seventh day, we separate out as holy to worship and praise God.
来享受心灵肉体的安息。
And to enjoy a spiritual and physical rest.
也来得神应许给我们的福分。
And also to receive the inheritance that God has prepared for us.
所以我们一起来分别第七日尊为圣日。
So let us separate out the seventh day as the holy day.
在这一天以神为乐。
And let us enjoy our God today.
我们一起来祷告时间到我要领。
Now we will pray together. When the time comes, I will ring the bell.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们最近读经读到马太福音。
Recently, we have been in Matthew.
那今天我们一起来学习马太十一章的一段圣经。
And today, I would like to learn with everyone a passage from Matthew chapter 11.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太十一章的十二节，请读。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist. Oh, from verse 11.
Yeah, no, 十二节可以。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
这个地方讲天国是努力的人进去的，努力的人就得着。
Here it says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
这个中文跟英文翻译不太一样，但是非常接近。
The translation in Chinese and the English are a bit different, but the meanings are similar.
英文说一个暴力的人用力量去把他得到这个天国。
The English version talks about violence and the kingdom of heaven suffering violence.
然后中文是说努力的人就得着。
In Chinese, the translation is the diligent can take it by force.
主耶稣出来传道第一个讯息就是天国近了。
The first message of the Lord Jesus when he went started to preach was the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以因为主耶稣，我们能够跟天国有份。
And because of the Lord Jesus, we can have a part of the kingdom of heaven.
那这个地方讲，天国值得我们用最大的力量、最大的努力去得着。
And in this verse, we learned that in order for us to obtain the kingdom of heaven, we must use our greatest effort, our greatest force to take it.
首先呢，在十一节，他提到施洗约翰。
In verse 11, Jesus mentions John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是旧约最后一个先知。
John the Baptist was the last prophet of the Old Testament.
他是来为主耶稣铺路的。
And he came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus.
所以十一节说妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰。
So verse 11 says that of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist.
所以在旧约时代施洗约翰是一个最大的先知。
So in the Old Testament, John the Baptist was a great prophet.
因为他做一件最大的事情，为主耶稣铺路。
Because he did a great thing. He came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus.
但是11节的下面啊，天国里最小的比他还大。
But in the latter part of verse 11, it says, He who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
啊，这个天国就是在新约时代啊，神所拣选这一些人啊，他就是属于天国。
The kingdom of heaven is referring to all those people in the New Testament who have been chosen by the Lord Jesus. These are the people who are the kingdom of heaven.
也包括你，也包括我们，我。
This includes you and me and everyone.
所以在天国新约时代啊，神的国里面最小的比施洗约翰还大。
So according to Jesus, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
所以新约时代的信徒比旧约时代最伟大的先知还伟大，还大。
This means that even the lowliest believer of the New Testament is greater than the greatest of the Old Testament.
所以新约时代的信徒是一个很大的恩典。
So that means that for us to be a believer of the New Testament, it is a great blessing for us.
我们现在看约翰福音第三章二十九节。
Let us turn to John chapter 3, verse 29.
约翰三章二十九节。
John chapter 3, verse 29.
请读。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
这个地方讲，哎呀，这一节讲三种人。
There are three people mentioned in this verse.
一个是新妇，一个是新郎，一个是朋友。
First is the bride, and then the bridegroom, and then the friend of the bridegroom.
新郎就是主耶稣。
The bridegroom is the Lord Jesus.
那虽然施洗约翰为主耶稣铺路他是朋友。
And John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, so he is the friend of the bridegroom.
那我们呢？我们是新妇。
And we are the bride.
所以如果朋友听见新郎的声音就很喜乐，那这个新妇的喜乐是更大的。
So the friend of the bridegroom.Who stands and hears and rejoices greatly, and this because of the bridegroom's voice.
所以我们今天能够跟天国有份这是最大的福分。
So for us to be able to have a part of the kingdom of heaven today is the greatest blessing.
那如果我们回到马太福音的十一章
，If we turn to Matthew 11.
说努力的人就得着十二节。
Verse 12, it says the kingdom of heaven is taken by the violent.
也就是说我们一生要尽最大的努力来得到天国。
This means that we need to put forth our greatest effort to obtain the kingdom of heaven.
当然如果我们要尽最大的努力，我们一定要感觉到天国是最大的财宝。
In order for us to put forth best effort, we must feel that the kingdom of heaven is the greatest and best prize.
我们大概从六岁一直到二十几岁，就是在追求知识。
From when we are age six to in our when we are age in our twenties, we keep pursuing knowledge.
知识很宝贵。
And knowledge is very precious.
那接下去就是追求我们的工作。
And after that, we pursue our careers.
工作也很宝贵。
And these are also very precious.
但是有一件事比知识跟工作更宝贵，就是天国。
But there is something that is even more precious.Than knowledge, than our careers, and that is the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们在追求知识跟追求工作看顾家庭的同时我们要尽最大的努力来追求天国。
So while we are pursuing knowledge, pursuing our careers, and taking care of our families, we must also make it a priority to pursue the kingdom of heaven.
我们现在看马太福音四章十三章。
Well. Matthew chapter 10, verse 13.
天国有多宝贵呢?
It talks about here how precious is the kingdom of heaven.
我们看13章的44节到46节，请读。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 and 40 to 46.
请读。
44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. 46. Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
这个44节讲天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
Here in verse 44, it says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
啊，因为藏在地里，所以从外面看不出来。
Because it is hidden in a field, you can't see it from outside.
好，但是如果知道这一块地里面有宝贝啊，人就会啊变卖所有一切来买这一块地。
But if you knew that this treasure is hidden in this field, then you would go and sell everything you have to buy that field.
啊，但是如果我们不知道这里面有宝贝，变卖所有来买这个地，就变成很愚笨。
But if we didn't know there was treasure in that field, if we were to sell everything we had and to buy that field, then that would be a very foolish act.
啊，在1867年啊，美国花了720万美金 $7.2 million 啊，买了阿拉斯加。从俄国买的。
In 1867, the United States spent $7.2 billion to buy Alaska from Russia.
百万哦，不是 billion， 是 million 哦。
Million.
这个是720万是不多啊。
7.2 million is not that much.
哦，所以经过150年之后。
And after 150 years.
哦。大家都知道，这个是一个最有智慧的决定。
Now everyone knows that was a very wise decision.
啊，不只得到一块这么大的地，而且里面有很多的矿产石油。
Not only did they obtain such a vast property, but they also obtained all the natural resources that it possesses.
啊，但是在1867年的时候，可能很多人觉得这是很愚蠢的，买一块冰天雪地、零下几十度的土地要做什么
？But in 1867, many people probably criticized the government for buying a piece of land that is just of frozen land for most of the year.
啊，跟这个一样哦。啊，如果我们现在来想哦，在美国平均的岁数大概80岁。
And today, if we think about how the average lifespan is roughly 80 some years.
如果我们现在70岁。
And if today we are in our 70s,
啊，我们大概还有十年可以活。
Maybe we have about 10 years to live.
那这个十年哈，我们变卖所有，用一切的努力来追求天国。
And in these 10 years, we sell everything and we pursue and put everything we have towards pursuing the kingdom of heaven.
可能很多人觉得很愚蠢啊，这个退休时间应该好好身体健康，到处去玩。
Maybe people will go like this.Way of this would be so foolish because your retirement should be spent enjoying the rest of your life.
那天天都是在想神的事，做神的工作。
But instead, every day you're thinking about the business of God and His work.
啊，但是十年以后，当我们离世的时候，我们就知道，哦，我们已经啊买了最宝贵的一块地，因为里面有宝贝。
But after 10 years, when it is time for us to depart from this world, we will know that we have actually purchased the most precious thing, this hidden treasure.
啊，所以知道的人知道这是宝贝，不知道的人啊，觉得这个是啊很愚蠢。
So those who know that this is a great treasure, but those who don't will see this kind of action as foolish.
啊，所以知道的人很认真去追求，不知道的人啊，好像这个没有什么。
So those people who know will pursue this treasure, but those who don't will look at this field as it is nothing.
我们看路加福音的18章。
Letter to chapter 18.
啊，路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
啊，二十二节。
Verse 22.
路加十八章二十二节，请读。
Luke chapter 18, verse 22. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
Okay. 少年的财主啊，他在世界上已经相当成功。
Here was a rich young ruler. He was pretty successful in the world.
啊，又年轻啊，前面有很多的机会。
He was still young, so he still had many opportunities ahead of him.
啊，又富足。
And he was wealthy.
啊，但是啊，他来追求永生，他也算是相当聪明。
And yet he was pursuing after eternal life, so he still had some wisdom.
啊，但是二十二节主耶稣讲哦，你要变卖所有，分给穷人，然后你来跟从我。
But in verse 22, Jesus told him to sell all that he had and distribute to the poor, and then to come follow him.
啊，那这样做有什么好处呢？你不但可以得永生，而且有天国的财宝。
What was the good of this? He will have treasure in heaven and have eternal life.
啊，所以如果这个少年财主这样做，可能很多人，包括他自己的家人，都觉得他很愚蠢。
So if this rich young ruler actually did what Jesus instructed him, many will think that he was acting foolishly.
啊，因为天国谁看得见？永生谁看得见？天上的财宝谁看得见？
Because who can see the heavenly kingdom? Who can see treasure in heaven? And who can see eternal life?
啊，所以二十三节他就忧忧愁愁啊离开，因为他没有办法变卖所有来跟从主。
And so in verse 23, it says that he became very sorrowful because it is very hard for him to sell all that he had.
所以最后他不但没有永生，他失去了地上的财产，他天国的财宝也没有。
And in this way, then he would lose not only eternal life, but he would lose all the treasure in heaven.
啊，所以天国好像一个宝贝埋在土里，值得我们变卖所有，用一切的努力来追求。
So the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field that is worthy for us to sell everything we have and purchase it and put our best effort in order to pursue it.
好，我们接下来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
啊，哥罗西书第二章的第三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 3.
啊，请读。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
好，这个地方讲，在主耶稣里面，如果看英文很清楚，隐藏着智慧跟知识的财宝。
It says here that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
好，所以为什么值得我们花时间来靠近主耶稣，去追求主耶稣。
So why is it worthy or worthwhile for us to draw near to Jesus and pursue him?
因为神的奥秘都是在基督里面。
Because him hidden the treasures of all the wisdom and knowledge of and treasures of God.
所以追求主耶稣，我们就能够在认识神的知识上有越来越多。
This means that as we draw closer to God, we will have more and more knowledge and wisdom of God.
比方说我们现在在这个 pandemic, 大家 每一个公司都很努力，一直在追求怎么发明疫苗。
And so, for example, in the midst of the pandemic,many companies are pursuing a vaccine for this virus.
如果有一个人他有这个知识怎么来生产疫苗，这是宝贝啊。
And if a person has the knowledge how to create a vaccine, then that is very precious knowledge.
他不但可以救很多人的命，他可以发财，赚很多的钱。
Not only can he save so many lives, he can also become very wealthy.
所以 今天我们花这么多时间来认识主耶稣，追求主耶稣，这个里面有宝贝啊。
So for us today to spend our time and energy and effort to pursue Jesus, this is the treasure that we are seeking.
这不但可以救我们得到属灵的生命，这能够让我们活在世界有公义、有平安、有喜乐。
This not only is a treasure in heaven, it is also going to give us righteousness, peace, and joy in this world.
所以如果地上的知识这么值得我们追求，那认识神的知识，那是更有价值，更值得追求。
So if worldly knowledge and worldly treasures are so worthwhile of our pursuit, how much more worthwhile our pursuit is the treasure in heaven?
好，那我们现在再回来看马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音的十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
刚刚读的四十五节。
Let's read verse 45.
四十五节讲天国要向买卖人寻找珠子。
Verse 45 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls.
也就是珍珠了。然后四十五节四十六节那遇见了一个重价的珠子，重价很贵重的珠子。珍珠，他就变卖所有来买这个珍珠。
In verse 46, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
所以这个珍珠值得花所有的代价，包括卖掉房子，包括甚至付出生命来买这一块珍珠。
So this pearl is so valuable that it is worthwhile for us to spend all our property, to sell all our property, all that we have, perhaps even our whole our life itself to acquire it.
这个表示天国真的是很宝贵。
This represents how precious the kingdom of heaven is.
那如果我们看启示录就有两种珍珠。
If we look into Revelation, we will find that there are two types of pearls.
我们来看启示录的十八章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录的十八章。
Revelation 18.
从十六节到十七节。
Let us read verse 16 and 17. Verse 16.And saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. 17. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance.
这个地方讲巴比伦。
Here talking Babylon.
十四节，这个巴比伦就是代表这个世界。
And this Babylon described here represents the world.
所以这个世界的人在追求什么？
And what are the people of this world pursuing?
十六节在讲细麻布、紫色红衣服，就是最好穿的，然后金子、宝石、珍珠。
It says in verse 16, fine linen, purple and scarlet, which means all the best attire, and then gold and precious stones and pearls.
所以这个代表人在追求觉得生命最有价值的来做装饰。
Here it describes that what people pursue that they find most valuable are these outward adornments.
那这个装饰就是说包装自己让人看起来有价值。
And this means that people value adorning themselves in such a way that others will see them as valuable.
但这时间过了以后，我们发现这一种生活形态其实是最愚蠢的。
But over time, we will find that this type of lifestyle is actually the most foolish.
为什么
？Why？
因为在十七节讲一时之间这么大的财富就归于无有了。
Because in verse 17, it says, in 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing.
哦，然后如果我们读十九节。
And if we read verse 19,
哦，请读。
Verse 19, they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city, in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate.
哦，这里讲巴比伦将要败亡，啊，神的审判愤怒要临到。
Here it describes the desolation of Babylon because the judgment of God will come upon her.
所以那一种富足，那一种包装所带给人觉得我很有价值，被人尊重，那个是，其实啊，是会过去的。
So that kind of outward adornment, the precious garments and pearls and precious stones, that all will come to nothing.
好，那启示录还有另外一个珍珠。
And there's another type of pearl in Revelation.
好，我们看启示录的二十章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
二十一节到二十三节。二十一章二十。
21.
到二十三节，请读。
Verse 20, Revelation 21, verse 21 to 23. 21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. 22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. 23. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light.
啊，这个地方讲有一个城。
Here describes this.
二三节，不用日月光照，因为神的荣耀就是光。
And it says in verse 23 that there needs no sun or moon to shine in it because the glory of God illuminated it.
那二十二节讲有电那个全能者羔羊者就是神的殿。
And verse 22 says there is no temple in it because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
所以神本身就是殿。
So God himself is the temple.
那这个城里面有珍珠，有宝贝。
And this city also contained pearls and precious stones.
那如果我们能够做这个城，这个殿里面的一颗珍珠，那是何等的宝贝。
How precious and what a great blessing it would be if we could be one of the stones that comprise this temple.
充满着荣耀，充满着生命。
Full of life and full of glory.
充满着平安，充满着喜乐。
Full of peace and full of joy.
所以天国好像一个贵重的珍珠，值得我们花一切的代价来追求。
So the kingdom of heaven is like this precious pearl that is worthwhile of everything in order to pursue it.
好，我们现在回来看马太福音十一章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
如果我们再回到十二节。
Let's return to verse 12.
最后说努力的人就得着。
Verse 12, the violent take it by force.
英文说你要用力量去得着它。
In English, it talks about how you need violence to take the kingdom of heaven.
很大的力量去得着它。
You need to expend a great deal of force to take the kingdom of heaven.
我记得有一年在奈及利亚跟一个弟兄到奈及利亚最大的城市Lagos去探访一个慕道者。
I remember I once visited Nigeria and we went to the largest city in Nigeria, Lagos, to visit a member.
因为有一个妇女，她在伦敦看到真耶稣教会，她进来慕道。
Because there was a woman who came to the True Jesus Church in London.
她觉得很好，也充满着平安。
And she felt it was very good, and she was also filled with peace when she went.
她回去就传给她的先生。
So she returned to Nigeria and she preached the gospel to her husband.
她先生是生意人，赚很多钱，所以她的住得非常房子非常好。
And her husband was a businessman who was successful and wealthy, and he lived in a very nice place.
我们大概搭一个钟头国内的班机到这个大城。
And it took us an hour by a domestic flight to arrive to this big city.
讲了很久，我们赶着去搭最后一班飞机，要回来原来的地方，叫Port Harcourt。
And we, at the end, had to rush to catch the last flight back to where we were, which is Port Harcourt.
Yeah, 所以，但是，因为在这个大城住了不安全。
But because the city was not safe.
那个我们都有登机证，那个弟兄就拼命用推的，推最大的力量要把我推进去飞机里面。
And even though we had our boarding tick passes, the brother still had to push us with all his might to push us into the airplane.
我问那个弟兄说，我们有登机证啊，他说你不知道，那个登机证比飞机的座位还多。
Even we said, well, we have boarding passes. Isn't it okay? But he said, you don't know. There are more boarding passes than there are seats on the plane.
所以很大的力量，我终于进去了。那我就有一点烦恼了。那个弟兄怎么办？ 因为如果下了飞机没有他，我也走不到哪里去。
And then I got pushed onto the plane. Then I thought, well, what happens if this brother doesn't make it on? Because I'm not going to know what to do once I get to the destination.
我正在烦恼的时候，忽然间，我看到他从人的头上爬进来。
And then, as I was worrying about him, I suddenly saw him crawling over people, other people, to come into the plane.
好，那我就放心了。
And then I felt I was able to relax.
所以我在看这一节圣经节，天国是努力用力量进去的，我就了解什么意思。
So when I had this happen, then I understood what this verse means, that the violent have to take the kingdom of heaven by force.
你一定要尽最大的力量挤进去，你才能够回到你的目的地。
You have to enter into the kingdom of heaven with all of your might, all of your force, and then you can make it to your destination.
所以我们一生最需要努力的是什么？
So what is it that we most need to pursue in our lives?
最需要努力的是进天国。
We most need to pursue entering into the kingdom of heaven.
因为这是宝贝,
because this is precious.
好，那要怎么努力？
So how do we take it by force? How do we have this effort?
好，我们看马太福音第七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 7.
好，马太福音第七章的13节跟14节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14.
请读。
Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Okay. 这里告诉我们有两个门路。
Here it describes two gates.
一个是窄的。
One is narrow.
所以早造的人很少。
So, few find it, and even fewer enter it.
一个是宽的,
and one is wide.
很容易进去,
and is easy to enter.
那进去以后，那个窄门里面路是窄的。
And the way that is beyond the narrow gate is also narrow.
所以很难走。
And so it is difficult to walk on.
那个宽门进去以后，路是很大的，很好走。
But the wide gate, the way beyond it, is also wide and easy to walk on.
如果我们到公园去散步,
if we go to the park for a walk,
能够有一个大路走得很舒服，这样来散步，那不是很好吗？
Isn't it nice if we can walk on a wide way?
但是当我们在寻找天国,
but as we are searching after the kingdom of heaven,
要进窄门走窄路。
We need to enter into the narrow gate and walk on the narrow way.
为什么? 因为最后的结果不一样。
Why? Because the final destinations are different.
一个是永生, 一个是灭亡。
One way leads to eternal life, while the other leads to destruction.
如果我们要找一个餐馆, 哪一个餐馆比较好?
If we are looking for a restaurant, what kind of restaurant is better?
大概人多的没有错。
If you find a restaurant that has a lot of people, then you didn't go wrong.
啊，因为一个传一个，一个传一个啊，哇，好的餐馆哦，都人很多。
Because people will pass on by word of mouth and that this restaurant is so good.
哦，只有进天国哦，人多了要小心了。
But to enter the kingdom of heaven, if there are a lot of people, then you have to be careful.
啊，因为这里讲宽门大路啊，进去人多。
Because it says here the wide gate and the wide way will lead to destruction, has many people enter it.
啊，但是窄门窄路进去人少。
But the narrow gate and the narrow way will have few who find it.
啊，那个门就是主耶稣。
That gate is the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以同样信耶稣，有的门很宽。
So even though there are many who believe in Jesus, there are wide gates.
哦，有的门很窄。
And narrow gates.
哦，那窄是什么意思？
And what does narrow mean?
哦，完全照圣经，这个门就很窄了。
If we could follow the Bible completely, then that means we are following a narrow gate, a narrow way.
不只信哦，信还要受洗才能得救。
Because it's not enough just to believe, we need to believe and be baptized in order to be saved.
哦，也不只受洗哦，要做圣经里面那个一洗。
And not only do we need to be baptized, we also need to be baptized by the word according to the Bible.
一洗 ，one baptism.
We need to baptize according to the one baptism described in the Bible.
在以弗所书第四章。
Mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4.
就是有圣灵同在啊，奉主耶稣的名，在主的宝血这个洗礼。
Which is a baptism that has the abidance of the Holy Spirit in the true church.
啊，那这样罪才可以洗干净。
And only in this way can the sin be washed away.
那洗礼完要求圣灵。
After baptism, we need to pursue after the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为圣灵证明我们是神的儿女。
Because the Holy Spirit is the evidence that we are the children of God.
那加拉太书第四章这样讲。
In Galatians chapter 4, it says,
啊，圣灵从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
The Holy Spirit cries out for us, Abba, Father.
哦，然后接受洗浇礼。接受洗浇礼。
And then we have to receive foot washing.
所以这个门很窄。
So this gate is narrow.
那进去以后啊，这个路也不好走。
And after we enter the gate, the narrow gate, the way is also difficult.
所以要很小心。
So we need to be careful.
啊，那路怎么难走呢？
How is the way difficult?
啊，如果我们看啊马太福音第五章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 5.
啊，二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十节，马太五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
请读。
Matthew 5:20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
这一节告诉我们啊，如果要进天国，我们的义要胜于文士法利赛人的义。
Here tells us that we need to have righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees in order to enter the kingdom of
heaven. 我们一看到文士法利赛就觉得说啊，这个算不了什么，我跟他不一样。
If we look at scribes and Pharisees in the Bible, we think, oh, that's nothing. We're different from them.
啊，那我们的义真的胜过文士法利赛人了吗？
But does our righteousness truly exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees?
我们看马太二十三章的二十三节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
啊，请读。
Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone.
啊，这个地方讲啊。这个是你们当行，那也是不可不行。
Here says to the Pharisees and scribes, this you must do, but the you should not.
啊，所以两个都要做，才叫做胜过文士法利赛人的义。
So we must do both in order for our righteousness to exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees.
那两个是什么？
And what are these?
第一个，献十一捐。
first to pay tithe.
那除了这个之外啊，公义、怜悯、信实也不可不行。
And in addition to tithing, we also must practice justice and mercy and faith.
哦，所以如果我们没有信实一捐，我们连文士、法利赛人的义都没有。
So if we don't pay tithe, then we don't even have the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
好，那不是那个就结束了，还要公义、怜悯、信实。
But it doesn't just end there. We must also practice justice and mercy and faith.
所以啊，这一条路是不好走的。
And that is why this way is difficult.
所以要努力进天国，就是要进窄门走窄路。
So in order to take the kingdom of heaven by violence, it means we need to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
好，我们看马太十一章。
Look to Matthew chapter 11 again.
在这个世代呀、啊，哦，我们要进天国需要有智慧。
In this age, in order for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must have wisdom.
啊，所以十七节，十一章。
Yeah. Matthew chapter 11 verse 17.
16节哈。
Verse 16.
可以用什么比这个世代呢？
To what shall I liken this generation?
17节。
Verse 17.
为你不跳舞，举哀不捶胸。
We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you did not lament.
这个是我们的文化。
This is talking about our culture.
啊，吹笛不跳舞。主耶稣来了，救恩很可贵，没有一个人觉得非常受激动。
So we play the flute for you, and you do not dance. When the Lord Jesus came to preach the gospel, people did not accept it.
啊，举哀不捶胸啊！当我们在讲要离开罪啊啊，我们要悔改归向神，人不会觉得有会捶胸。
And it says, we mourn to you and you did not lament. It means that when we were preaching the gospel of repentance, people did not repent.
啊，所以这个世代对神的事情、属灵的事情啊，没有感觉。
So this generation has no feeling for the gospel of God.
啊，所以我们一定要用智慧在这个世代做正确的判断。
So we need to use wisdom to discern the times.
我们才知道我们在做什么。
Then we will know what we are doing.
啊，不然我们随着世界潮流走，我们自己都不知道我们在做什么。
Because otherwise, if we float along according to the currents of this world, then we will not know where we are going, what we are doing.
那十八节哈，约翰不吃也不喝，人说他是被鬼附着。
Verse 18, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he has a demon.
为什么他不吃也不喝？
Why did he neither eat nor drink?
啊，因为他需要有以利亚的心智能力。
Because he needed the heart and the spirit of Elijah.
所以他才能够完成神的托付。
In order to complete the commission of God.
啊，所以我们今天要啊生活很简单，很单纯。我们才不会失去属灵的心智跟能力。
So today we must live a very simple life in order for us to not lose our spiritual strength.
但是被一些人看这是不正常的。
But according to some people, this is not normal.
啊，就是因为这被鬼附着就是不正常的。
So that's why people said he has a demon.
啊，那是十九节，人子来也吃也喝。
Verse 19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking.
啊，为什么又吃又喝？
Why did he eat and drink?
因为他传福音给别人。
Because he was preaching the gospel to others.
啊，那别人也是不能接受这样的生活方式。
And others could not accept his lifestyle either.
啊，所以啊，在这个最后的世代里面。
And so in this end time generation.
我们需要用智慧来过生活。
We need to live our lives with wisdom.
啊，然后。用很大的努力，好像暴力一样来进天国。
And we need to put forth our extreme effort, our best effort, and take the kingdom of God by force.
努力的人就得着。
The kingdom of heaven is for those who take it by violence.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
316。
316。
我们现在最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
啊，天国路虽然难走，但是主要加添我们力量。
Even though the way to heaven is difficult, the Lord Jesus will give us strength.
所以圣经说，靠着加添我力量的，我什么都可以做。
That's why in the Bible it says, we can do all things through Him who strengthens us.
所以我们祷告被圣灵充满，有从神来的力量，我们就可以每一天脚步很稳固的往前迈进，直到天国。
So if we pray and are filled by the Holy Spirit, then every day we can take steady steps toward heaven.
我们现在一起来祷告，一直到11:40。
And now we will pray until 11:40.
我摇钟，我们就结束。
And I will ring the bell at its conclusion.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
我们今天早上的聚会到这里结束。
This concludes our morning service.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.